The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.
Gareth Roberts of the Anfield Wrap will be joining us. Good morning to you, Gareth.
Good morning.
I don't know where to begin here, but first home Premier League defeat in nearly 4 years. They haven't scored in what feels like a similar, but maybe not quite, gap. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a confidence crisis. There's no two ways about it. And I think the really worrying thing is that all three of the front three look out of form right now. And obviously we don't have the same quality to turn to off the bench. Diogo Jota was the break glass for that very reason. He's injured and is likely to be injured for another while yet. So I think that's the big thing. I think although there's a lot of crisis talk, what I've seen over the last month or so, I would say it's only that final third where there's a huge problem. I mean, there was lots and lots of talk from everyone about the defence, and yet we haven't been conceding an awful lot of goals. And in fact, it felt like we were finally seeing the light a little bit last night, seeing Joel Matip on the pitch, and then Joel Matip gets on the pitch, but we've lost Jordan Henderson, so we don't have the captain in midfield, which is what we were all looking forward to. So it constantly feels like there's another problem and another battle to get through. Other clubs would no doubt say the same, but it's all come together in a bit of a perfect shitstorm, for want of a better word. And I think that's what we're seeing. And look, Liverpool have just got to get back the other side of it. To totally write us off, I wouldn't agree with. It's only a month ago that we were winning 7-0 at Crystal Palace. Equally, it's only a month ago that Man City were drawing with West Brom and Man United. Only a month ago that Man United were knocked out the Champions League, losing to Leipzig and PSG. And they lost 6-1 to Spurs not long ago. So I kind of think all of this might still, I'm hoping, turn back on its head. I think other teams will have bad patches. The concertina defect of the season means that it's absolutely relentless on everyone. And look, City, quite at the moment, look really, really good. I get why everyone's talking about them. It looks like they've sorted things out at the back. But equally, things can go wrong. Players can get injured. We're asking an awful lot of them right now. So I don't think Liverpool are out of it just yet.
No, agree with that. They're definitely still in the mix. But just on that point about it being only a final third issue, Graeme Souness after the game last night was asked if he could believe what he'd seen, and he took a very long pause and then he said yes. Like, isn't that the biggest concern for Liverpool at the minute, that it looks as though teams with this low block, whatever you want to describe it, have figured them out?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hearing the talk about being figured out, but as you've just said, it's being figured out in terms of using a low block. And then, you know, to say that that's a sustainable way of winning football matches against Liverpool, well, is it? Because, you know, are you always going to get a penalty to beat Liverpool? Likelihood is not. It was a penalty. I'm not griping about the penalty. It was a blatant penalty and Burnley deserved it. But equally, they had no share of the play. Same for Man United at the weekend. And same for basically all of these games that we've had this bad patch with. Liverpool are having 65-75% possession, the pepper and the opposition goal. And okay, there's a confidence crisis when it's getting to that final touch, when it's getting to that final ball, but that can equally come back quite quickly. Also as well, I would say that we've had, I mean, opposition fans will no doubt laugh at me, but we've had some awful luck. I mean, you know, Origi goes through last night, smashes it, and it hits the bar. And, you know, it could easily have bounced over the line, but it's the other side of the line. And it's just like, you know, can something at some point go our way? I thought, you know, Dyche's interview was really good after the match, in that he said, look, we set up well. We worked really hard. You can't argue with either of those statements. And then he also said, my only worry was something just ricochets in the box for Liverpool, falls their way, and they put it in the back of the net. And that's what hasn't been happening for us. Equally, you know, you look around the leagues and, you know, Manchester United played Burnley the other week and, you know, Burnley did much the same thing to Man United. Only Pogba hits one, it's deflected and it goes in. And so it's like, there's very fine margins here. I don't think it's an absolute sort of disgrace what Liverpool have been doing, and I don't think it's that far off them being able to turn it on again. So there's a difficult run of fixtures coming up, which I think you've just been talking about on the show. But what I would say is, are those bigger sides, are those better sides going to go low block against Liverpool? Or are they going to try and play against us? Are they going to open up a bit? Are they going to feel like they can go for the throat, you know, against this injured Liverpool side? And if they do, maybe that stings them. Maybe Liverpool get a chance. Maybe there's a bit more space for Liverpool. And all of a sudden, we've got a victory and we're away again. It's the old cliche of, you need one to go in off our backside or something. It feels like we need something to run our way, and then maybe we can go from there.
Are you concerned about the noise surrounding Mo Salah at this point, Gareth?
Yeah, a little bit, mate. I think, you know, it was odd that he did the interview that he did a while ago about Micheland and talked about being disappointed about not being the captain that night. It was a bit sort of like, well, where's this come from? Because Mo Salah doesn't do interviews as a rule. He walks past the journalist in the mix zone every week. It's not for him. So for him to come out and do something, you sort of thought, well, we know where we're going here. You know, you've done this for a reason. Since then, he's talked about sort of it's in the club's hands, that he wants a new deal, that he wants to win everything and break every record. So maybe that is the case. It's hard to know what's actually going on behind the scenes, obviously. But, you know, I'd certainly like to see him signed up. I'd certainly give him a new deal tomorrow, because I rate him as one of the best players Liverpool have had. I put him among the legends of Liverpool because he's among the team that finally won us this title after 30 years. He's among the team that won us European Cup number 6. And he broke records along the way. He scored more goals for Liverpool than John Barnes. And John Barnes was my hero when I was growing up. So, yeah, Mo Salah, you know, I think that's sort of a bit of a side issue. I actually thought when he came out and said the thing about wanting to stay and that he'd sign a deal, I thought, well, that's a positive thing now. Maybe we can put that to bed. But it's still there. And in terms of his actual form, that's the more worrying thing in the immediacy, I would say, in that he's taken extra touches. You know, there was an incident at the weekend against Manchester United where he's squared up with Scott McTominay. And you think, well, go on, run at him, take him on, get a shot off. And he came back and played the ball back into midfield and thought, well, that's not right. That's not Mo Salah that we know and love. But you could say that of Bobby Firmino. You could say that of Sadio Mane. So there's a collective malaise among them all currently. And I can only guess that, you know, Jürgen will have them all in front of the psychologist today.
That is a really good point, the psychology of all of this, because it does seem that Jürgen Klopp has tried a multitude of different things out here and hasn't quite cracked it. Like, whether it's trying to play him from the start in against weakened opposition, I can see why he would have done that at the end of the Champions League or against Aston Villa to try and rediscover form. He tried to do what he did last night, bring him off the bench, try and go up against tired legs, and that didn't seem to work. So it does seem that Klopp is a little bit confused about how to actually get the best out of Salah again.
Yeah, that's the thing, really. And that applies not just to Salah, but to all of them. I think I like the line that Klopp said in a press conference the other day where he said, everything that the public's talking about, we thought of that and we tried it. And so, you know, the concern on, the, you know, that said is therefore, what is the answer? And I guess the answer is just keep going, just keep trying. And as I say, hope something falls our way now. We haven't got Jota. We've got to admit that, you know, that's not an option. He tried Origi last night and Origi's smashing the bar. And maybe his confidence now goes. Shaqiri's been tried and was mentioned on your show just there. I think he's done all right and he's probing away and he's looking for things. But again, it's not quite there. So it's also what is the option here? And, you know, I don't think you can sort of lay it all at the manager's door and all of a sudden, you know, right off the last 3 or 4 years, which have been among the best of my Liverpool support and life. I think the other thing to say is that, and again, I know this applies to everyone and that will be the counterpoint, but I do think Liverpool now look like they're missing the fans. And you know, you think about why Klopp came to Liverpool in the first place. You think about his style of football. You think about all the politicising he's done, if that's the right word, around the fans at Liverpool, the difference they can make, what he wants them to do. He moaned the time that fans walked out against Crystal Palace. He celebrated the fact that they were behind the team when we got that draw against West Brom, and so on and so on and so on. So he's drilled that into everyone, into us, into the players. It'll be in his own head. And to have that taken away and all of a sudden, you know, it's empty stands, silent stadiums, sanitised stadiums even, it's just a little bit of a different ball game. And I think, you know, that was one of the edges for Liverpool. That was how we, you know, we can't spend the money Man City spend. We probably can't spend the money Man United spend. So how do you find an edge? Well, you work harder than everyone else. You look for intensity and you have the support there. And the support's been taken away.
There's a lot of truth in that. Like, you even look at the Spurs game where there were a few fans back. As you say, it's the same for everybody, but certainly one of the more striking moments of the season has been Roberto Firmino doing an Emmanuel Adebayor and running the entire length of the pitch.
Absolutely. There was another moment as well that, you know, when we played Wolves, when we had fans in the ground, and I was fortunate enough to be one of them. Joel Matip scored and he ran to the cop and basically did a primal scream in front of the cop. And it was brilliant. It was a great moment. And, you know, me on the cop, I thought, well, he wouldn't do that to a stand, would he? He wouldn't do that to a load of seats. He's doing that because he can see the supporters' faces. So it does make a difference. And I think, you know, as I say, Klopp's played on it as part of his management across his whole tenure. So to have it stripped away, he's suddenly got to feed them different messages. And I also think as well, you know, some of the football from Liverpool at times being conservative, you know, they're chewing the ball a little bit, they're overthinking it, they're taking extra touches. I would almost say that wouldn't be allowed if there's 54,000 of us in the stadium. So if Mo turns away from Scott McTominay and plays it into midfield, he gets 54,000 people saying, what are you doing, Mo? Take him on, have a shot. And he hasn't got that. He hasn't got that to sort of keep him honest, if you like. And so it's this glorified training session, these chess-like games week by week. It's a different challenge, and who can rise to it? Well, I would say, you know, look, United, City, Leicester, Liverpool are all in the mix, and it can be any of them, Tottenham included. I'm not having Everton, but you know, any of those sides, if they string a run together, if they can find a consistent way to win, obviously can go and win the league, because it's going to take what, 80 points at the current rate to win the league this season, which is, you know. When was the last time that happened? Probably 2016, when Leicester won it. And my problem the season Leicester won it was Liverpool were not in the mix that season. You know, you were looking over the horizon and you couldn't see us. If we can just stay in that mix, stay there till the end of the season, it can probably be anyone's and it can still be Liverpool's.
And beating United on Sunday, albeit not in the league, would obviously help. You might see a bit more of that low block again, which might not end up in too many teams beating Liverpool, Gareth, but it might not, it probably end up in a lot of teams not necessarily losing to them. What do you expect, briefly, if you don't mind, to happen on Sunday?
Yeah, that, I mean, what you said, it's one of the problems, isn't it? We've drawn seven games. But yeah, against United, you know, conversely, I think the no fans thing might be helping them in that they haven't got 70-odd thousand Man United fans in there, giving Ole Gunnar Solskjaer loads for his negative football. So he's able to do, you know, the Mourinho-esque approach to games and no fans to keep him honest. At the weekend, I think Liverpool have got to go strong now. They've got to go out to try and win it. It's not been Jurgen Klopp's biggest priority in his time here, but it is now. I think we need it. We need it for a shot in the arm. We need it for confidence. And it's always glorious to beat Manchester United, particularly on their own patch. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, particularly when they're top of the league. It's one that we'll be coming back to. Gareth, good man. Thanks a million.
Cheers. Thanks, boys.
Gareth Roberts there of the Anfield Wrap. Reflections on events at Anfield last night. Liverpool beaten and what's in store for them for the rest of the season. Do keep your comments coming into us here. We had one from Connor Joyce on YouTube saying that he's a Liverpool fan, but Origi's miss is nothing to do with luck or any other part of the game. Alexander-Arnold looks completely shot at the minute. Henderson and Fabinho missing from midfield is huge. Tend to agree with that point there.
TV Podcast Network with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural protein-powered chicken bites.